It's just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve, let's make it the best. It's just another New Year's Eve, it's just another Auld Lang Syne. But when we're through this new year, you'll see we'll be just fine.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo and our great producer Eric Reinert. And Joseph, this sounds a little bit like Barry Manilow.
Are you a fan of Manilow?
You know what?
I
like it. Yeah, I've seen not him in concert, but
you've seen Lola in a couple clubs.
Yeah, there you go. What is a cover guy that was doing Barry Manilow?
I'm talking about the Kinks, Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola.
I didn't even hear what you said, Eric.
I thought the Copacabana.
Different Lola.
Okay.
Well, it's just another New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the song as well. It's just another New Year's Eve. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's New Year's Eve special. So many amazing things that are going on today. So many wonderful guests. We want to thank everyone who's joined us so far. And we've got, of course, another whole another hour of guests coming up next. Including our kissing expert. We've always enjoyed talking to her. And You know what? Maybe this year might be the year.
There you go. Joseph finally get it.
I know. I did. You know, as I told you last week.
I think there's a chance.
As I told you last week, I didn't get any kisses at Santarki. I thought that, you know.
And for your birthday, with only Shannon showing up, just friends.
Yeah, just friends. Yeah. Really, really good friend. And
No, you're never going to get it. What? Ever going to get it.
Not this time. You know, but as a really good friend, maybe she can help you out there.
No, we.
Maybe
we
a little New Year's Eve action.
Well, we are each other's wing people.
Okay.
Wing people. Yeah. She was getting a little more. Well, I shouldn't say.
Does she have a hard time like you getting dates?
No. She doesn't. You know what?
If you're her wing person,
Yeah.
Man. It's not very good.
It's okay.
It's okay. I had fun, though, like I said. So, again, go to breakradioshow.com, click on archives. Mm-hmm. You can hear what I had to say about Santarki. It was fun. And check out some of the photos. I don't know if you were able to put any of the photos up on the Facebook page. You finally got to see my outfit and that tattoo of Frozen on my arm.
We should do a Joseph auction for charity.
Yeah.
But wait.
They'll
for charity.
They'll pay to give them
back, though. Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be people are going to be like.
Well, we'll just donate
us.
You to charity.
Oh, thank you. They'll throw me back too, but of course, let's move on to some other movies.
To like science,
without a doubt. Now, you know what I got to say? This holiday season, it's been great in terms of movies. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, earlier this month, you know, a week ago, you have Star Wars.
Yeah,
you know, but The Big Short, which you're about to talk about. Now, I haven't seen it.
It's been out in other cities.
Right.
It just opened here in
couple
Phoenix
before,
a couple days ago.
Yeah. On the 23rd. The thing is with this. When I first heard about it in early October, I've been so excited for this.
Really?
The storyline behind it, outstanding, you know, the big mortgage places, things like that. But because of the cast, I mean, anything Steve Carell's in, you know, he can make gold. Even if the movie's not good, he finds a way. But you mix him in with Christian Bell and, you know.
Brad Pitt, Ryan
Gosling, Margot Robbie. I mean, you can't go wrong, at least with that cast. Marissa Tomei. Max Greenfield, even
amazing
from
cast.
The who's that girl? It's Jess. Oh, New Girl. That's it. I know the song, but I couldn't think of the name. But it looks fantastic, and I'm mad at myself because on Wednesday night, you know, when it came out, there I was hoping to see it, but you know, things get a little crazy this time of year.
Well, I really hope that you do see it in time for our show. Now, of course, next week we were talking about Best of the Year, but the week after that we'll come back and. Anything that you haven't seen, of course, we will have to revisit, especially in the case of The Big Short, because a lot of people are going to see this movie when it was in its platform release in other cities. People were just raving about it. It's on a lot of critics' best of lists. Christian Bale, Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, and Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt play outsiders in the world of high finance who predict the credit and housing bubble collapse of the mid-2000s and decide to take on the big banks for their lack of foresight and greed.
Yeah.
I almost fell asleep.
No.
I could not stand this movie. This is one of my least favorite movies of the year.
You suck. Unbelievable. Oh. Eric, I think this is one we would like, though, because of the storyline.
I haven't seen it, but I was thinking, before even seeing it, it looks like a sleepy time picture.
You know, it's interesting because they try to be really quirky. I mean, Margot Robbie is in a bathtub with bubbles. That's fantastic.
Well, that part's good.
But then she's describing what they're, you know, I found it
describing
very... describing the housing crisis and
to me,
the
it looks
financial
like,
crisis.
To That's me, it fine. Looks like they're trying to pull off another Wolf of Wall Street type kind of movie.
The Wolf of Wall Street was at least fun. I really liked The Wolf of Wall Street a lot. Mm-hmm. This
was okay.
This has none of the straightforward comedy. I found it to be very condescending. I thought it was talking down to me the entire time. I didn't understand what was going on, and they clearly said...
What do you expect then?
Well, I did.
They're talking down to you for a reason.
But they know that they're doing that too, because then they're trying to explain it. They're saying, mm-hmm. I mean, Margot Robbie says, "Now I know none of that makes any sense. It just sounds like a bunch of just talking."
Well, and that's what happened. I mean, they actually stopped filming when they made this and had a little 10-minute segment just for Joseph. They said so to film critic Joseph J. Erdo and his Frozen. They actually stopped. Yeah, and people were waving to Joseph, but. Yeah, I mean, they tried to explain it to you. I'm just shocked you still didn't get it. It looks fantastic.
It's a great cast. I will say that Christian Bale is wonderful in this movie. I mean, he's got a false eye or whatever, a glass eye.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they did that. I mean, it looked pretty realistic.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Hopefully he doesn't,
production.
Like, fall and, like, or get something hit on the, oh, man, yeah. That thing burst.
Steve Carell is always over the top, but he you know, really interesting character here.
Yeah.
So both of them, I thought they did a great job in this movie. They made it almost tolerable for me,
mm-hmm.
but just almost, not tolerable.
Well, and speaking of chemistry, you know, as we talked, we'll be talked a little earlier about, of course,
Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
and
Will
Mark
Ferrell,
Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, almost forgot Will's name. But of course, with Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell, I thought in Crazy Stupid Love they were fantastic together. And Marissa Tomei, of course, with them. But how did Ryan Gosling do in this? Because you haven't mentioned him yet.
He did okay. He did all right. I would say that Brad Pitt was he could have just made me fall asleep his performance alone. I thought it was just like nothing, just dull. Ryan Gosling was good. I mean, he's always charismatic.
Yeah.
At least, and some people think that Brad Pitt's charismatic, but here he's sporting the full beard and everything like that. So I don't even think
he was Ben Rickert.
Yeah. I don't even think that he'll do it for the ladies in this one. So I'm sorry, The Big Short gets a big thumbs down from me.
No. Hopefully, he doesn't give you a concussion.
Right,
it might give
not.
Me lots of joy, though. I mean, who knows?
Previewing the next two movies we'll be talking about. But definitely see The Big Short, Greg, and Eric, too. Well, you probably would fall asleep, too, because, you know. But
he only goes to one movie a year.
I know,
rest,
he does.
I haven't been to a movie theater in probably more than 2 years.
What was the last movie that you saw?
I can't even remember.
That's terrible.
That's why he stopped going.
Although I did see San Andreas last night, finally, and which is marginal. And then I also saw Vacation, which is... A great kids movie.
Oh, come on. All right. Well, then you might not want to tune into my best of
come
list
on,
next week.
Even,
Vacation?
Even the,
calm down.
Even the Griswolds kids was...
I'm not allowed to say
anything.
As
much as I love the raunchy stuff and all that, I thought they were just... It was like, I love Ed Helms, but he's just trying way too
hard.
He
was trying to be Chevy Chase.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Okay, well...
I was so saddened by it, too, because I've been looking forward to that for
years
and a half since they announced it.
Chris Hemsworth was funny.
He was the best part of it.
Saturday, January
2nd. For the
2nd.
Women, he probably
Can you believe
the best
he just
part.
Came in here to show us his six-pack?
Saturday, January 2nd here on KPHX 1480, Breakthrough Entertainment's Best of 2015 list. Mm-hmm. Clearly reflective of what I thought and not what Greg and Eric thought. But we will talk about Concussion. But like I was saying, see The Big Short so we can have a little debate about it.
Sure,
In the coming weeks. But Concussion, Will Smith plays an accomplished pathologist who uncovers the truth about brain damage in football players that suffer repeated concussions in the course of normal play. Now, this is another one of those big award season movies.
Yawn.
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much. You got it there. I was pretty bored in this movie. It was... you know, the thing is, Will Smith gave a really good performance. I don't think it's an award-worthy performance, but it's at least a different performance than what he usually... It doesn't seem like Will Smith, is what I'm trying to say. The movie itself, there is a nice little romance that's in there. That's worth watching. The fact that, you know, we want to protect people and inform them that concussions can lead to this, right?
Well, then they should take all the profits or proceeds from that film and donate it to that cause, because, I mean, they're making money off of it.
That would be the only beneficial thing, because as a piece of entertainment...
Let's take advantage of the poor people who've been injured.
It just felt like over and over and over they were telling us the same thing. They told us something and then they'd say no. I mean, I guess that's the point, that, you know, he had to be persistent. He had to really, you know, stand his ground, especially when people were threatening him, you know, because, of course, based on a true story. But the movie, I thought it was just too repetitive. So Concussion, I'm on the fence about this one. I'm going to give it a thumbs up, but a very, very, very mild thumbs up.
That's that trailer I keep seeing, and I've seen it like 20 times, and I still had no idea what it was about.
Well, Greg, you might get something out of it because of the sports angle, but...
Well, the thing is, I'm not a big football fan, per se. However, well, here's the thing. I'm curious to see Luke Wilson as Roger Goodell, the commissioner.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy his two scenes.
You gave it away, you.
And he doesn't even interact with anyone. He is just a...
He just said, "Hi, I'm Luke Wilson."
He is just on stage. He's just on stage or on TV saying saying some stuff. I mean, they could have used anyone. I was excited too when I saw Luke Wilson. I was like, "Oh, okay, someone else I can relate to." And then I was like, "Wow, that's all he's going to do in this movie." They could have got anyone to do that.
And I'm Alec Baldwin. I play a doctor.
He did decent. Alec Baldwin was decent.
Well, here's the thing: is that the type of situation this is, the real life story. Let's say you see a documentary on this. Mm-hmm. I think that would be interesting because this is a big issue. But as you said, as a feature film, it's tough. I mean,
it is.
No matter how great Will Smith,
maybe
could
an hour.
Yeah, like an hour documentary on it. And like you said, if there's a way to get profits to help this out, because it's sad. I mean, not only is athletes, everyone getting their concussions later in life, it affects them.
But high schoolers.
Now, high schoolers, and it, you know, leads to things like depression and just so much, the damage it's done.
And, I mean, amazing.
Probably dementia as well.
Yeah. So it is a sad situation. You know, like I said, mild thumbs up. If you're interested in the subject, maybe it'll, you know, that will carry you through.
Yeah.
But overall, if you're on the fence about it, I would still say no. But, you know, I'm judging it based on, you know, the fact that it is decent. You know, it's not terrible. So at least it's not The Big Short. Could have been a lot worse.
But let's also take a brief look at Carol. This opened, of course, yesterday on Christmas Day, exclusively at the new Camel View at Fashion Square. In this, Rooney Mara plays a department store clerk who, dreaming of a better life in 1950s New York, falls for an older, married woman played by Cate Blanchett. Now, this is getting a lot of awards attention, nominations aplenty. Rooney Mara does a great job. Cate Blanchett does a great job. It's not... I think as good of a movie as some of the other movies that are in the same time period that we've seen recently, such as Brooklyn, and one of them that I talked about last week, The Danish Girl. But it's still a very beautiful movie. It's a moving movie. It's all about love. It's all about romance. And it's a little bit slow at times. My favorite part was the first, say, hour of it where it was set at Christmas time. That kind of really kept me going. The Santa Claus hats and the snow and the Christmas music playing on the soundtrack. In the second hour, it kind of lost that aspect and my interest waned a little bit. But it's still a very beautiful movie, and I do recommend everyone checking it out, especially if you are looking for a somewhat of a deeper movie than some of the others that we've talked about. So I am giving Carol a thumbs up. Not a huge thumbs up, but a thumbs up nonetheless. So to recap the movies that we've talked about on today's show, do not go see The Big Short. By all means, avoid that one at all costs. I would recommend seeing Carol. Concussion, you know, possibly go see it, possibly don't. It's really up to you. It depends on your level of interest. If you're looking for something fun, perhaps with the family, but not too of young of kids, then you can check out Daddy's Home with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. I really like that one a lot. And of course, you could check out our interview with the actor from that, Owen Wilder Vaccaro, on BreakRadioShow.com. Click on Archives. We had him on last week's star-studded Christmas special. The Hateful Eight is, I would say, my pick of the week. You have to go see this movie. You have to see it on the big screen. And, of course, we keep talking about Joy. That is a really good movie as well. Jennifer Lawrence does a fabulous job, and the entire cast does a great job there.
Dan Fogelberg is bringing us out of our hour. Same old Lang Syne.
Absolutely. And we like that. AM 1480 KPHX, Breakthrough Entertainment. We stood there.